What's good, Podcast Nation? Back with another episode of Raw Conversations with AMG. It's your boy Jew, and to my left, my co-host, AMG Float. Say what's up, man.
Man, what's up? It's your boy AMG Float, aka ISO Float, aka Get Out My Way. Who gonna give me that pussy today? You know, we down two members for this video. We down to three out of five. We missing AMG Queen T and AMG Overdose. Rest in peace to AMG Overdose. He's not dead. I just wanted to say that. And to my right, we got our other co-host.
Chronicle! It's your boy AMG Chronicle. You know what I'm saying? Chronicle in the socials.
All right, man. Topic of the day, man. Love versus lust. Let's get into it, man.
Well, that's a good topic right there, because I love me some lust.
I think every now and again, everybody indulges some lust.
Men especially, it's gonna really hit home with us. I would love to have that like female perspective of like, you know, Tiff and John, but we couldn't have that today.
True.
So
true,
it's very cool.
True.
It's cool, but
you said true.
They're gonna be back for the next one. They're back for the next one. It's all cool. It's all
but
cool.
It won't be
so
on
what you're saying
time.
Is the females is gonna be back for the next one.
Yeah,
for sure.
With an S. I just want to clarify. With an S. Females with an S is what y'all saying.
We can do it better.
What's hard to understand,
women.
Bro?
All right, bro.
With an E.
I'm gonna let y'all have that, bro.
But for sure, man. Love versus lust. We all indulge in some crazy lust. I ain't even gonna lie, man. Day to day, like especially for men. Ooh, we go crazy with lust, and I ain't gonna cap. But how can you tell the difference between like? Between when it's lust and when it's like actual love, that's the thing.
I feel like to start, you need you gotta define what love is. What does love mean to you? That's really where it is. Like a lot of people, like they don't even know the difference between love and lust.
What does love mean, future?
To me, love is like you care about somebody, and no matter what they do. You will still care about that person. Like, even if they do you wrong, like, you might not be spend as much time with them or be around them like you used to, but at the end of the day, you still care about their well-being. Like, you don't wish nothing bad on them. Like, that's, to me, that's what love is.
Yeah. I believe.
And, my bad, nigga. Go ahead, bro.
Oh.
I was just finna say, I was just finna say for our viewers. For our viewers, some people may not necessarily know what lust is. So Trey, break that down too for us, man.
Break it down, lust. I mean, lust is. I mean, the easy way to break it down is just juju.
Disclaimer: I would like to put that. Disclaimer: I would like to put this out here. I do have a girlfriend. I am in a 100% committed relationship, so I do not indulge in too much lusting. Just like throw it out there.
Too much.
But anywho.
Was that necessary?
I just had to throw it out there, man.
That boy gonna be in the dog house.
Trying to get me in trouble, man. I'm just throwing it out there, man. I'm just throwing it out there, man.
He probably shared a link to her. He'd be like, hey, check this shit out, man.
But man, in general,
like, so you the definition of lust, huh?
What he mean by that? He called you lust? What that supposed to mean, Juwan? Nah, we ain't gonna have that. Okay, we not finna have that.
Yeah, but
that conversation gonna be an hour or two long.
Hey, you gonna have to buy hella pasta then. But nah, lust is the definition of lust is strong sexual desire.
Yeah. It's crazy. When we used to play high school football, our coach used to always tell us like we lust too much. We lust this, we lust that. But it's like we on a football field, so how are we lusting at this very moment? You know what I'm saying?
He said we lust on a football field.
You know how he would just come out and he would just be like, y'all do a whole bunch of lusting. That's the problem with y'all right now. That's why y'all can't
focus. Was he relating that to football or was he saying like...
I have no idea. I'm guessing he's more so speaking inside the high school. But at that very moment, what was the point of bringing that up? You know what I mean? Like lusting... Like, at that particular time and moment, ain't nobody lusting. You know what I mean?
don't know, bro.
Man, but
you're weird.
As I was saying, the piggyback. I thought I was saying earlier, man. Just us as men, we lust day to day, and I mean, it's intentional or not. I mean, we lust day to day, but it's like,
how do you control it? Is the real question.
They gotta have self control. Mm. I mean, that's the thing. You gotta have self control. Like, but I ain't gonna cap. Like, the way that I can tell, personally, like if it's like, see, love or lust. So I think. So if I'm single, so I think, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, so if I have sex with this person, right? Mm-hmm. Am I gonna want them to stay the night? Am I gonna want to sleep beside this person, wake up beside this person, wake up to your face? Like, you know what I'm saying? But if it's not, I mean, but if it's no, then I mean, like, that's probably lust. Or like, have y'all ever heard of post-nut clarity?
I've heard that phrase before.
Is where you ejaculate and then you come to your senses.
Yeah, so it's like,
thought I had to come to a simpler term without having to, you know what I'm saying, go too deep.
No, it's just what you said, ejaculate.
Yeah, so it's like,
ejaculate. Hey man, ejaculate and cock, those words are banned on this pod. Don't nobody say those words. That shit weird,
buddy.
So it's like, man, so after I, you know, do the do, and if I'm like disgusted, or if I ain't trying to, you know, chop it up with you, that's lust. But if I'm trying to cross my feet, just lay in the bed, just like fucking curl up and talk, that's not necessarily love, but I care about that person. So it's like, that's what makes it different, because we can see a fine girl walking down the street. Oh damn, she fine. Oh damn, I would love to whatever. But it's like, you know, that's just lust. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as you do your do, then shit, you straight. You don't want to take her home to mama. You don't want to fucking move in with her. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to do all that.
Yeah, it might be some people that want to be move in with her, bro.
By then, it's more than lust. So.
Yeah. My thing is, it's like, with me, I'm just speaking on me, because I don't know if many men are out there just really, like, thinking like that. But, many, like, lately.
Have mercy on me, man.
Lately, as of right now, it's like, even though I'm seeing an abundance of women, I get the idea, like, damn, you know, fat ass, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I ain't never just got to the point where I was like, damn, I gotta get her right. But maybe that's probably because I'm in a relationship, but most men do that while in a relationship, you know what I mean? Have that thought process.
You got that self-control, yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know. Maybe it's just a me thing, or it might be other men out there that do have that self-control, but
I mean,
as of lately.
Self-control, I mean, like, it really ain't even that hard. Like, self-control don't necessarily mean, like, oh no, I'm not getting horny, I'm not getting turned on. Like, that's a natural function of the body. Like, it's gonna happen. Like, it, all self-control is you just not acting on it. That's all that is.
Yeah. 100.
So basically what we're saying is, don't act on your impulses. Think about it.
Don't be weird.
Go home. Use your phone.
That's all you gotta do. Don't be weird. That could save a lot of people some trouble.
Yeah, facts.
Don't text nobody 20 times. None of that. That's not, no.
It's not necessary. Relax. Don't go on social media and fucking do weird shit. Just be you. If she wants to talk to you, she wants to talk to you.
I think we're getting like a little off center, guys.
But, No, lust comes in different shapes and forms. You know, social media, most people say they are lusting over, you know, pictures and shit like that. So, you know.
But I know, like, but also, man, like, it can be pretty hard to just, like, differentiate the two, though, bro. Like, it's like,
yeah.
Like, if you fooling with, just a fine girl or whatever the case may be, that could just be lust, but you think that you just like really care about this girl. But nah, she fine. I mean, but if that's all she got going for it, and you don't, then I mean, you probably don't really love her. You probably just love the way she look. Just love her physically. You don't love her mentally. See, emotionally, you don't truly love her.
My thing is with that one. I don't mean to interrupt you, but like, what if there are stages to this shit? You know what I mean?
Like, it is, yeah, because like what he said, I don't want to cut you off. I do want to cut you off, but I apologize for cutting you off. But like what he said though, it's like,
you good, bro.
I never really had a problem differentiating because it's like, I know I'm not, like, if I see a fine girl, I'm going to talk to her. Like, just as soon as we start talking, I know for a fact, like, I don't love you just right off. Like, I might, like, a lot of people get caught up in, like, the idea of a person. They love the idea of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? They don't actually love that other person that they trying to be in a relationship with. They just love the idea. Because a lot of people, they don't even know how to love themselves yet. Like, you can't expect another person to fulfill you. Like, you think you just gonna go out here, you know what I'm saying, find somebody, and then that's gonna make your life happy? No, if you wasn't already happy before, like, y'all gonna have that little lovey-dovey phase at first, but after that, everything else gonna be worse. Like, your life gonna get worse. Because there's responsibilities and different things that come with a relationship that you gotta, you know what I'm saying, maintain and manage.
So basically, calm before the storm.
I mean,
if you're doing it wrong,
you gotta find personal happiness before you try to see indulge in it with other people, because it's like I want you to add to my happiness, not necessarily be my happiness, if that makes any kind of sense. So I don't want to try to just find happiness within you. I don't want that. Find my own happiness, and whoever you with, they just like, you know, see, add on to that. You're not necessarily dependent on that person for your happiness or whatever the case may be.
All right, so I'm thinking probably like maybe the listener ears are probably like, well, are you currently in love right now, Jew? I feel like that's probably going to be the question they're going to ask you. So, bro, are you in love right now?
Am I in love? That's a good question. I love my girl to death. I feel like we're in love. I feel like we're in love. I can see myself marrying her. I really could.
How long y'all been dating?
As long as God permits. You know, what? We've been dating.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Now you asked how long have we been dating?
Yeah.
Y'all good, bro?
Man, he said, how long have y'all been dating? And you said, as long as God permits. Right at the
time. Nah, I was in the middle of speaking and he asked that. So I was finishing my statement.
That boy going through his thoughts.
But anywho, we've been dating probably about, we've been officially dating for a year. We was like talking for a year. So I guess you say about 2 years.
What's up?
Are you in love there?
Oh. Absolutely.
Absolutely. No question. Nothing.
No questions asked.
How do you know?
It's when, I ain't gonna cap. It's like when you want to be around that person almost every chance you get, every waking moment. And she, you know what I'm saying? Not even she, but just us doing things as a team and then having fun doing it, it just, I don't know, it just opens up a new gateway of love that wasn't there before when we started dating. It's just, we starting to find more things about each other that we enjoy, and it's just, damn, like, I'm in love.
So
right,
like,
now
y'all growing together, bro.
Yeah, basically. And it's not, it's
how
like,
how long have y'all been together?
We've been together for almost 6 years.
It's funny that y'all been together 6 years, bro.
Nah, she's right here she in the room, and I was trying to joke around and say the wrong year.
Oh,
see
that's
do.
Why that man said absolutely so quick. You ain't slick, bro. You ain't slick, bro. Hey, the back of that man neck sweating, Trey. that boy going through it right now, man. Got to make sure to say the right things, bro. I ain't trying to be in the doghouse tonight, bro. I feel it, bro.
Nah. It's I really enjoy it. Like it's fun. It's like my dad say. He'd be like, loving somebody should be effortlessly. So, and it's really no effort.
Imagine this. If she was not sitting right there, would you change anything that you have just said,
absolutely,
even a little bit?
Nah, not even a little bit. I wouldn't even change it a smidge.
Okay.
That little stain, I would keep it there because it's the truth. I don't even want to remove it.
So the 6 years, was that like a whole 6 years straight, or did y'all have like breaks or what?
We had a break freshman year, but the break wasn't long. It was like probably like four or five months, one of the two. It was like the entire summer and some of August. And the reason why what you finna say, bro? Go ahead and say it, bro.
I was gonna say, do you feel like speaking on what caused the break and what y'all learned from the break, and did it make y'all stronger?
One thing I can't say, I would, like, I don't know how she would feel, but I feel like it made us stronger, because the reason why we even took that break is because we didn't fully know each other. We've been together since high school, and we were in the same college, God willing, and our communication started to down, like going to a down slope. And a lot of times we will be in this argument for no reason, then we'll argue for a reason, but then it would just negate all the arguments we had, because that one argument for a reason wouldn't make sense, just like the one that we started that already didn't have no sense. And it was just senseless bullshit. So we needed that break. We needed to find ourselves so that way we can bring about something new to the table that we haven't seen before. And that's not to say that we don't go through problems now, because shit, we do. But it's not along those lines of how it was in the beginning. Because you got to think, I'm a freshman. She was already a freshman. And I finally got there. She a sophomore. So she already been through the freshman phase. It's my first time being a freshman. And I encountered a bunch of friends, a friendship, and it's just a whole bunch of relationships. And I guess you could say I didn't know how to balance the two. Obviously, with that being said, I had to mature. She was, you know, it's natural for a woman to naturally already be mature. So I wasn't just fully there. So I had to find myself. And she found herself as well. It was a learning curve. Man, I'm glad we where we are right now.
I want to piggyback off what you said. You was like, not to say that y'all don't have problems now, but I mean, the fact that you have to clarify that, I mean, it speaks volumes about like just how delusional, like, I mean, I would say our generation, but I feel like just people in general, like no matter how old you are, like some people feel like you're supposed to have like this movie relationship, like everything's supposed to be perfect. Like, you're gonna have problems. I mean, it seems weird for me to be even saying this, because I ain't never been in love, but I just feel like that's what it truly means to be in love. Like, it's almost like this is a person that you in a relationship with, that's your partner, but they like your family, because it's like at the end of the day, no matter what y'all go through, y'all still gonna love each other. That's what I feel like being in love really is. Like, you've been intimate with this person or whatever, but now they've really become a part of your family. Like, no matter what happened, y'all always gonna have each other back, always be together.
It's just some things that might be along that road that's way too bumpy. And what I mean by that, it might be things tied in with family. You know what I mean? And they can't shake that feeling. They can't shake this, they can't shake that. And it's like consuming them, and it's making them toxic or negative. And it's like, you don't want to, you love that person. Like you said, you love that person and you do whatever it takes to be with that person. But at the same time, it's like, there's a lot of people out there in this world, men and women. So I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but at the same time, you want that to work. But some things it's just hard to make work because of that big ass bump on that road.
So let me ask you now, do you feel as though y'all can get married?
I feel like we can.
You feel like you can?
Yeah, I believe that we can. Like, it's not like a fairy tale, like too far ahead. Like, I can't make that possible. Like,
let me rephrase. Do you want to marry Eric?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. Do I see myself with her for the rest of my life? Yeah.
Okay. So also, let me ask you this. Y'all have been together 6 years. So at what point, you know, do things get like past the whole just like simply dating thing? Because I know me personally, like if I'm with somebody, let's say 4 or 5 years, you know, we taking steps up probably from that point on. So like, how you feel about that?
I feel like the basic part of just dating, I think it was cut out. I think like a third year of dating. Yeah, we just kind of used to each other. So we just do the spontaneous shit every now and again. Cause she's still in school. She's trying to get in medical school. So, and she don't have a job right now. So she just really focused on what she needs to do. So am I. So we kind of like bask in each other's presence. We just be sitting here sometimes in silence.
So at the moment, y'all focusing like on your personal goals, not too really focused on
each other. I ain't saying it like in a bad way though, but I'm saying like our focus is, yeah, it's a balance. Like not too long ago, she texted me because she was so focused on doing what she's supposed to do. She was like, "I'm sorry that I'm neglecting you and all this stuff. I'm gonna do better." And I just reassured her and I let her know that I get it. You acting like we don't know what we both doing. You know what I mean?
So at the end, you know what? That is very rare for women to just like, you know, come out with something like that.
It took a lot, man. I wish she could be on their podcast. But look, it took a lot to get her to that position. I ain't even saying that I made her this way, but it took a lot for her to like manifest that type of energy towards me. You know what I mean? It took a lot.
And it's like, see, a simple text like that, I mean, like, you know,
makes the world go round, no cap.
That can really be meaningful to somebody that, like, you know, does probably feel neglected, whatever the case may be. For her to just, like, you know, state that, she apologize for it, just like, you know, tell you out it, you know?
Yeah, it was out the blue. And I appreciate it. I told her I appreciate it. But every relationship comes with its own. Oh, my bad. But I said every relationship goes through their own little problems. What you was finna say?
I was finna say when he was talking about the y'all been together 6 years and talking about you'll be thinking about moving up, like steps moving up, but like they 6 years would be different than somebody else 6 years because they've been dating since high school. So it's like when you that young, like you gotta be focused on yourself. Like you're not stable, like you're not financially stable yet. So how can you be thinking about getting married if you can't even support yourself and definitely can't support each other yet? So yeah. Like it would be different day 6 years from starting at high school versus like say if I met somebody and right now and it was like 6 years, then yeah, we probably would be married because it's a difference.
So it's a big difference. Had I met her,
I see what you're saying.
Because I truly believe in that. Because had I met her my junior year or my senior year, or right before she graduated, and then going on to be 6 years, yeah, obviously we'd be talking about how my life is as a married man type shit. You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted your opinion on it, like your like feedback, your thoughts.
Yeah,
because facts. I know some people really think like some people like to put timetables like on things. Like if we're together 5 years, then we getting married right then. Yeah. So it's like that's not always the case every time. So I just wanted to hear what you had to say on that.
Yeah, nah. Facts.
Like I said,
facts.
Oh, I was gonna say even with that, like that's what I mean. Like a lot of people be delusional. Like you say, in 5 years I'm gonna be married. In 4 years I'm gonna have like all that. Like you're not in that type of control of your life. Like if you was in that type of control, everybody be rich and live in a mansion and do what they want every single day. In that type of control. Like you just gotta work from day to day, take it day to day, and then, you know what I'm saying, just be ready, be prepared whenever God decides to bless you with a marriage or bless you with a child or whatever it may be. You can't just say, oh, I want this, and you know what I'm saying, like, it don't work like that.
Yeah, saying goes, God laugh at us when they, or not, God laugh at us when we make plans.
Yeah, like, I guess some people, they like to plan out every little thing, like in their life, but it's like you really don't know. 3 years from right now, I don't know what I'm be doing. I don't know what's gonna be going on. I don't know where I'm gonna be at.
And that's so not saying like, we knocking people off that do make plans, just so y'all know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I feel
obviously.
Like, yeah, I feel like making a plan, like, that's good to have something to look forward to and have a goal. You know what you're working towards.
It's good to have goals,
like, that's what it's good for. But if you're setting a timetable and, like, you think, like, in 5 years I'm going to be married, and then you get to those 5 years and you're still single and you think you're getting going to a depression, that's not good. Like, it's not the end of the world. Like, it's just not meant for you yet.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
Oh. Like in situations, it is good to plan, you know, to piggyback off of what Trey just said, like, it's good to just like, you know, set goals for your significant other, for your relationship. Okay, cool. But it's like, but if things don't go that way, just like what Trey said, don't get all down or whatever the case may be. Everything happens by the way God sees it to happen. So if I personally plan to be like, you know, married by like 24, but I'm not, I mean, cool. I'm gonna be married whenever God plans for me to be married. Whenever God shows me my wife, whenever God tells me this is time, that's when I'll get married. It's just like, don't just try to solely just like base your whole life off of just like whatever you plan, because it's like life goes in different directions.
And if you're raised up in a household where they are very strong on church and they talk about how they got married at this age, keep in mind that worked for them. You know what I mean? Yeah. It might not work that same exact way for you. So if you know what I'm saying, like in love with a person, I don't mean you gotta jump the broom that quick.
Yeah. You
know? But people know when they know. But you know, I'm just saying, just for y'all future, the ones that do decide on marrying at an early age, know what that come with. It comes with a lot of maturity, a lot of growth, and you got to let go of the pride.
And like, personally, I could never see myself getting married this young. Where I'm currently at, I
It's
cannot
just so
see
much to
myself
do.
doing it.
So much to do.
Bro, I'm learning so much
Every day. Every
about
day.
myself, about like, you know, probably my goals. My goals can change, be altered. It's like,
Bruh.
but a marriage, that's solid. I mean, like, you know,
Longevity.
marrying somebody, that's a big deal, bro. That's a big deal. And it's like, I mean, for example, me 6 months ago, that's a whole different person than the guy that I am right now. So it's like, how can you actually say at like, you know, 21, 22, 18, 19, that you are just gonna just be with this person for the rest of your life?
I wish we had
You
somebody.
changed. My bad, dude, go ahead.
Nah, I was about to say, you keep talking about. I just wish we had somebody that married young and was on this podcast. Hear what they had to say.
Yeah, that'd be a whole different, that'd be a whole
Perspective.
different, yeah, perspective, because it's like,
Some insight, because, like, we can't really speak on it because we ain't been through it.
yeah, I just want one that's going through a problem at a marrying early and one that are
That's successful
thriving.
from, yeah, because I know some people do get married super young, and I mean like great marriage. That's true. That can happen. That really can. I'm just speaking personally for me.
Yeah, 'cause like you said, you're a different person. Like 6 months ago, you ain't buy that pasta, but she asked now, you gonna buy that
I'm still
pasta?
not buying that pasta. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's
What do you
like,
mean you can
you
catch him,
know,
bro?
it's like, you know, certain things, you know, changing. You know, I feel that I'm way more self-aware than I was 6 months ago. 3 weeks ago, I didn't even know the term self-aware, but that show gonna be in my vocabulary. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you're consistently changing, consistently learning, getting better, getting smarter. Like, you know, it's just, it's a process. And I mean, while you're doing all this, me personally, I mean, I can't necessarily be like married, tied down like that at the current age that I am, that I'm at. I love my girlfriend to death, but I mean, just being 22, married right now, I would not necessarily want to at the moment.
I can hear somebody saying, "What's the right age?" You don't know.
There is no right age.
Don't know.
There is
It's
no right
just
age for everybody.
so much time in between all this. Like the gap is wide as hell, but
It's
time
different
waits on
for
nobody.
everybody, bro. No cap.
Like just because. Okay, and another thing, people that indulge in the social media shit, just because y'all see one person thriving off this, doesn't mean y'all not gonna have it. That don't mean ask for it now either. I gotta wait y'all turn. They waited their turn. It's their time to shine. Y'all saw it. So now you gotta wait
And
your turn.
then with that, like, somebody could be posting stuff on social media, like, you don't know what's really going on inside their head. Like, they could be just keeping up appearances. Like, that might not even be real. Like, somebody, they might be posting pictures together or whatever, like they happy or something. Shorty might have on a whole bunch of makeup behind the scenes. He might be beating her ass. You know what I'm saying? It might be an abusive marriage. Like, you never know what's really going on. You can't base stuff on social media because it's not real.
Yeah. Drake said it best. Most people, not even girls, but most people, even males, they take pictures to seem like they on the go at any given moment. All the time, they take pictures of being out of state, their accomplishments, all that. That all ties in being on the go. But you don't really know the truth. You just seeing what they showing you. That's deep.
You'd be seeing on movies and stuff where it'd be like a character would be like, they finna go somewhere and then they'll post a picture somewhere else. Like they have a picture from when they were somewhere saved in their camera roll, and then they post that, making it seem like they there. Like, that idea in that movie ain't just come off the top of the dome. Like, people really
people
do
that.
That
shit.
Like, that, yeah.
People really do that shit. And it's cool to stay anonymous. Ain't nothing wrong with staying anonymous.
Like, after, you know what I'm saying? Any too much of anything is bad for you. So, with that social media, that definitely can be bad for you.
There's different strokes for different folks. But we straight.
Like, what we looking like from... on time, bro? On me.
Right, we at 35 right now.
35, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, this has been a more serious conversation, bro. Like, some people, you know what I'm saying, might be looking for laughs. So, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all have anything more to say? Because we can change the topic, bro. Unless y'all got something more to say.
Shit, nah. I ain't got too much to say, but just stop being weird, buddy.
Nah, man.
Fucking weirdos.
Nah, man. We said we had to say, bro. We just had to get it off our chest, man. We said we good, folks.
Speaking of getting off our chest, I got a public service announcement,
bro.
Like, people really need to, y'all need to respect people, like, people that work in fast food, people that work in, like, dollar stores, all that stuff. Like, y'all need to respect these people. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know what time that place closes and you show up, like, 2 minutes before it closes, like,
go
you,
in.
That, like, them some, like, that's like, that's some bull. Like, you tripping, bro. And then, like, if you, like, you know what I'm saying? If you going in dollar stores, picking up stuff, putting it in the wrong place, like, that stuff don't magically get back in the right place. Somebody got to come clean up behind you. Like, you ain't no little kid. That stuff lame. And then, like, bro, if you go to somewhere and you order something, and then, like, don't be doing a whole bunch of stuff. Like, even if they got your order wrong, like, you can be polite. You ain't got to disrespect nobody if they ain't disrespected you. Especially when, like, they might not even got it wrong. You might have got your order wrong and said it wrong to them, and it's really your fault, but you trying to get mad at them. Like, no, oh, come
even
on,
if,
man.
Even if they did get it wrong, it's no reason to be rude, be disrespectful, and all that. I mean, people make mistakes. We're all human.
Thanks.
Tell them they got it wrong. Just get your order fixed. Go on about your business. Like, it ain't that deep.
Yeah, most people get mad as hell fast, and they don't even take all that. And it might not even be that deep.
But that was a little perfect service announcement. But I got a question. Juju, you seen the latest No Chaser episode, bro?
The one where it was on the couch.
Yeah.
Bro, I started watching it and I could not get into it, so I cut it off.
Bro, you tweaking, bro. So on that episode, bro, it was this dude on there. They was talking, they got to talking, whatever. And then my man said, he was like, he like, the rusty trombone or something. Like, this nigga be getting his booty ate, like, on all fours, getting his booty ate while, like, the girl behind him eating his booty and stroking him at the same time. He called the rusty trombone or the dirty trombone or something, he said. So my question is there anything, any amount of money or anything that a girl could do?
You can finish, dude. Go ahead, bro.
So, is there any amount of money that a girl could pay you or anything that a girl could do that would make you let her eat your butt?
None.
Bro, if I got it, I mean, I'm going to feel uncomfortable. I'm going to feel violated. I'm going to feel, nah, bro, I'm straight.
I can hear so many people be like, bro, $1 million? Come on, let's be realistic. Come on, what the fuck? Who the
but
fuck
let's
are we
be realistic.
Fucking?
ain't nobody finna offer you $1 million to eat your ass. Come on, bro. Just be real. But
you can probably find out on the corner of the street, really.
$1 million?
No, I'm talking about finding someone that can eat your ass with no cost.
Oh.
but a girl coming up to me, I wanna eat your ass. If you don't get the fuck out, I'm like, come on, man. Nah, bro, that ain't it, bro.
That shit'd be the fuck though.
That nigga, he was like, what did Buddy say? He was like, man, a lot of people like it. He was like, this is going to be the new thing. He said, back in the 80s, everybody was like, what's blowjobs? What's that? Get out of here. He was like, now everybody like it. He was like, this is going to be the next big thing.
Not as big as a fucking blowjob. Hell no. Nah.
Next big thing. Shut up and suck this big thing. What that man talking about, though, man?
Chase a bag. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
There are dudes out there that like that. You know, they don't necessarily mean they gay, you know, but different stroke for different folks.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That ain't for me.
That shit is.
They should have an overdose on here.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he will welcome ass eating his way.
Man, himself. I ain't even gonna let y'all dog my boy, but he not here, man.
He girl so probably you think, eat his butt all the time.
So you think when he where he at, and you know he like to spice things up, you think he ain't probably throwing that out there on the table, or even she not, like, what you think? You really think?
That nigga said he was like a what, an 8 on the kink level?
Like, bro, come on now. Don't get you, don't butt think, 8? You don't think he done tried it? Come on now, come on now.
I don't think my boy flow that way, man. But even if it's probably true, I'd rather him be present to defend himself. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like he probably done had it done. And he gonna hold you.
I mean, he can defend himself when he get back. He could be like, before the next one, he could be like, yes, I give my butt 8 or no, I don't. But I'm gonna tell y'all now, that nigga lying.
I feel like when he getting the dick suck, I feel like, go ahead, you know what I'm saying?
Just that little bit, dude. Just
that little bit, dude. We talked about it, but yeah, dude. Hell nah.
No, bro, not my boy John. Not my boy John, though. Chill, bro.
Oh no, man. And does it I ain't even gonna say does it make it seem like you're less of a man, because obviously, you know, it's being done to you, but I don't know. I feel like I just personally, someone stroking me and then eating my ass, I wouldn't feel like a man.
Nah, I wouldn't feel like a man, bro.
I walk outside with my shirt on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I.
Wait, what? You walk like, outside with your shirt on?
I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying?
You walk outside with your shirt off?
You know,
hold
how
up, man.
You,
are you trying to tell us something, bro?
You know how you...
You walk outside with your shirt
You know how when you own a house and you own it, right? That's your house. You wake up first thing in the morning, you throw on some shorts, you walk outside and go grab the mail. I put a shirt on if I was ever getting my ass ate and getting stroked. Usually men walk
more than a shirt.
Men walk outside that know they are men and walk outside. I don't give a fuck what I'm wearing. You know what I'm saying? Outside, get the mail. Or taking it in the trash.
Doing that, you're gonna wear your wife's shorts.
Yeah, facts.
That's what's gonna happen.
The booty.
She
the
wear the pants
cutters.
From that point on. She wear the pants all with them, bro.
You gonna walk in the
Daisy
crib.
Dukes in a crop top. That's what you gonna have on trying to get the mail, bro.
Oh shit.
That's crazy. That nigga said he'd be on all fours.
And he said that's gonna be the next big thing.
Yeah.
Some people's ideas are just weird. Like I said, stop being weird.
That's so crazy. He said he liked that damn near better than getting his dick sucked.
Oh no, he tripping out, bro.
But the thing is, the crazy thing is, like, most women would tell you, like, most men G spots are the asshole. And it's, I don't care where.
Actually.
What they call it? What is it called?
Prostate. The gooch.
Or the gooch. Yeah, whatever that is. That level. But either way.
Actually, I have heard that a man's G-spot is in his butt, but that doesn't make it fine for you to just see and true. You know what I mean? Nah, no. And I mean, even the gooch, I mean, y'all niggas weird. If y'all niggas like females, metro child gooch, y'all niggas weird, because
watch out, bro.
Because you
have
right there.
Some niggas coming for you, bro.
You knock on the door though, bro. You knock on the door, bro.
You gonna have some niggas coming for you, bro.
Nah,
some niggas,
Trey, but
that like to get their gooch licked.
But think about it, Trey. Think about it, Trey. If that door cracked and you knock on it, what's gonna happen, bro?
Hey, bro.
that door gonna bust open, right? So hey, I mean, what if she like 2 centimeters too low? Then what? You knock on that door, bro. I mean,
come on,
nah, niggas that do that secretly saying, I want my butt ate, but I don't want to be weird about it. You know what I'm saying? Nah, bro.
I know y'all probably ain't like most people who do get their ass. You ain't just going around. I get my ass ate.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's a weird way to start it. I feel like that's a weird conversation. Like, I mean, they do say, whatever you're interested in, others will be interested in too.
Hmm?
But
yeah, James would never just come out and tell her that he get his ass ate.
No, he wouldn't just say that. But you know, would he be? Nah, James though. James don't. I ain't even gonna let you just like do James like that. James don't get his ass. Hey, James like getting paid. It's a difference, bro. You gotta differentiate. Yeah, you gotta get it right. Because James not gonna like that. You feel what I'm saying? So, I had to clarify right there.
Man, you know what's crazy? You know what? I just thought about something just off the dome. If we had an ass-eating community, and they all just band together.
I thought you was about to say ass-eating contest. I was about to say, nigga, where is you going with
I
that?
I would win.
Absolutely. He probably would. He actually dig inside the booty hole. But even with that being known or said, having an ass-eating community, I wonder what's more disgusting than the next person eating ass in that community. Like, I wonder if there's a story too vulgar for the next person that eat ass and like, damn, you doing a little too much, partner. Like,
man, all right, hold up.
Because y'all already eating ass. Y'all already eating ass.
When we speak on eating ass, bro, if your wife, if she wants you to lick her booty hole, man, do that shit. She clean, do that shit.
Don't
that's your wife,
that
bro.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's your...
What you talking about is she clean.
Okay. Well, in a trick case, if she dirty, you can still do that.
Ass, but... bro. She just got from the gym, you know what I'm saying? That's seasoning. That's just like when crawfish sit in that pot and you got to let it soak and marinate.
When
that's
crawfish
what her booty
sit in
hole
that cooler.
No.
Yeah, facts.
Her booty hole marinating, bro.
Hey, Jew, that crawfish been marinating that cooler we've been using. How long it's been, you know what I'm saying, lingering?
Months.
So Trey just gonna have Trey gonna
cool,
have
bro?
Lingering ass eating, bro,
on,
for
bro.
Long. For
hold on, bro. Hold on,
cause
bro.
It's season.
Out, bro.
Yeah.
First
so
of all, first
you gonna
of all,
have
first
ass
of
on your breath for a couple months.
First of all, I can brush my teeth. Second of all, why y'all got crawfish in the cooler, bro? And they ate none.
It was getting cleaned out. It had bleach, Dawn, Mr. Clean, all of that in the bucket.
Oh, so you don't actually have crawfish. You just saying the smell is in the cooler.
Yeah, it's still in the cooler.
Oh,
yeah.
Nah, so y'all just don't know how to clean right. Yeah.
Don't say, nah, listen. What Nell and his folks did, they had crawfish. They had a seafood boil or something, right?
Yeah.
And they put all the food up in the cooler, right? And they just never got around to cleaning the cooler. So all the seasoning and all the residue was still in the cooler. I don't know for how long, but the smell still lingers to this day.
To this
and it's
day.
Been some months.
To this day. To this day.
Like,
but nah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you know what I'm saying, if you eat some booty and then your breath smell like booty, the only thing you gotta do if the smell won't go away is eat a different type of booty.
See?
Oh,
that,
you
see
that, bro.
Yeah, I like that right there.
Yeah.
I like that right there.
You like that now?
I like that idea, you know? Because when you eat an onion, there's obviously a less intoxicating
that means
onion.
Eat a whole nother onion.
That dumbs the fire, like dumbs the taste of what you tasted originally
so
from the first onion.
So now, so if Ariel booty stank, you eat her ass, you can go and eat Shay ass after that, bro?
Who?
That's just a random name, bro.
Fuck no. I don't need ass
okay,
at all.
Then. That was your terminology, bro. So
I was just agreeing with, I'm just agreeing with, no, this isn't mine, this is Trey's.
I don't agree with Trey, though, man. I mean, you know.
Wow, they be hating, bro.
Fuck.
Yeah, ask me.
Nah, you trolling at this point.
I don't even indulge in this fucking ass eating shit.
Hey, AJ, what we was talking about the other day, bro? My AJ done put me on a new wave, bro. You gotta eat the booty, and you gotta put Catalina sauce. I mean, Catalina dressing on the booty, bro.
And do you? My thing is, the way I've seen you eat things with Catalina.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay. Go ahead.
Are you allowed to use utensils?
I was shocked by the eggs. I was shocked by getting a serious question, bro. Like, y'all eat the booty with a spoon or a fork?
Nah, bro.
Or is that left out?
My choice is spoon, put a napkin
over your... Oh, wait, you're going to be shirtless when you're eating ass, so you can't even put it down. You're going to get
you
a beat.
You can't have nothing on, bro, but some Clarks and a chain, bro.
Bro, you gotta have on socks, too. Don't be a barbarian, Trey. Come on, man. You gotta have socks on,
bro. You're right. I forgot the socks, bro. Y'all know I forget the socks sometimes.
Facts, man.
But yeah, you get you some Clarks, some socks, and chain, bro. You got that grip, and you just go to work. You eat that ass, bro.
Facts. Oh, shit. Ass eating on the max level. Better than ever ass eat any ass eating person out there in the world.
Fucking Clarks to do a job. Not even be getting up, bro. This shit might not be posted, bro. They gonna be like, this is X-rayed. I'm gonna have to cut. You can't post this,
bro. They not even gonna listen this far in.
We saw it at the 51 minute mark.
Y'all done said ass eating about 10 times in like 2 seconds, bro. So.
The repetition lets you know we need business.
Business.
Man, fresh out of the shower, squeaky clean, bro. You gotta eat the ad in, bro. What you gotta do, man? Y'all butt chip.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga right, said man. after the gym, bro, I ain't fooling with
season.
It.
Season. No, you can't even just throw in the gym part. You gotta leave in just the season.
Top seasoning.
I want that top seasoning. I want that top shelf. That Tony Chechery's.
But
yeah, man.
I was going to say something, but I don't remember. Oh, I got a question, bro. When is it time, in a relationship or a friendship, any of that, when is it time to just cut somebody off? That's a question.
That's a really good question. I guess when they really start to cut their own selves off, you know what I mean?
When I don't want to do with you.
Go ahead, dude.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, say what you gotta say.
I was just finna say it's as simple as that, but go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, I feel like you gotta be aware because it's like I have a term for it. It's called BAN. BAN, this acronym stands for bitch ass nigga. When a nigga get to showing these, when a nigga get to displaying, or even a female, you know what I'm saying, anybody, when they get to displaying bitch ass nigga tendencies, like they get to showing too many too often, you gotta be aware of that. And that's why the acronym is BAN, cause you know what I'm saying, it get time to ban niggas from your life, you feel me?
Oh, shit, I don't fucking fuck with this nigga, bro.
You hating on my acronym?
Nah, man, I don't fuck with this nigga, bro. Man, it's time to cut somebody off when it's time to cut them out, bro.
I feel like you hating on my acronym.
Nah, man, like if I'm with a girl, bro, and she's sending me unsolicited vagina videos, bro, I'm snapping. I'm cutting off, snip, snip, ho. Just like that.
So you don't appreciate pussy pics that you didn't ask for.
I'ma quit trolling, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Unsolicited, all that. I'm down for it. I ain't even gonna cap. You ain't gotta ask me. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, man. You ain't gotta ask me. You ain't gotta ask me if I want it. I ain't gotta give you no hint. I don't care what I'm doing. You send me something, I'm down. Oh, okay. All right. Shit. I capped early. I ain't even gonna lie, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you a novice, bro. When you start trolling, you gotta commit to the troll, bro.
Nah, bro. I didn't want no viewers out there to think, you know what I'm saying, this nigga really don't want no free vagina pictures and shit. Nah, bro. Hey, man.
Sometimes the troll is more important than what somebody think of you.
Fact. Silly, bro. Yeah, fuck them niggas.
Damn, I ain't saying all that.
But that I don't know. It's like a blurred line when it comes to like cross, like kicking somebody out the group. Obviously.
All right, child. I think it's about time to cut it. But
speaking on it,
we had a good episode, man. We had some good conversation. We had some good back and forth, man. Y'all got any
YouTube closing words?
Social media. Instagram, Twitch, anything, you can find it all under Chronicle. Every single last thing. Twitch, YouTube, you name it, you can find it. Chronicle. I'll let you boy.
Yeah, follow me on. Oh.
Ooh, shit.
Go ahead, little bro. Go ahead, little
follow
bro.
Follow me on Twitter at @ISO_float. YouTube, @ISO_float. You know what I'm saying? Got some 2K videos on there. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm cold
with the
sure.
Shits, man. If you wanna run, you know what I'm saying? I might see what you got. You know what I'm saying? If you got some skill, I might let you play with me. You feel me? You can't be no problem.
Doing too much talking, bro.
You hating, bro? Stop hating all your life.
My man, pop his shit off, dog.
I was gonna say something else, nigga. Hating so much, made me lose my memory.
This is what happens when you hate.
Man, follow me on all socials, bro.
Hold on. I gotta interject. I remember what I was gonna say. Yeah, I dropped my Twitter, dropped my YouTube. Y'all can't have my Snapchat though, because if you ain't already got, you don't need it. I'm finna drop some, you know what I'm saying? Some OnlyFans shit. You feel me?
Yes,
finna
sir.
Drop these dick pics.
Yes, sir. Yes,
as I was
sir.
Saying, follow me on socials. Follow me on all socials at @JudahMac. Just like that. It's just simply easy. Fact.
What about your YouTube? Whatever you do, man.
Man, my YouTube is currently in the works.
Okay.
Man, tell me to go ahead and subscribe anyway, you know what I'm saying? When you get to dropping, you gonna drop heavy, you feel me?
Once I get to dropping, then I'll follow up future episodes, you know? But, y'all be sure to come back, come fuck with us, man. AMG out, man.